Welcome to the deep dive. Today, we're really getting into something critical for so many businesses, navigating AI integration.
It's definitely a hot topic.
Absolutely. It's this landscape full of, you know, incredible promise, but also some serious hidden pitfalls.
Mm-hmm.
So our mission today, we want to cut through all that digital fog, really unpack how businesses are actually using AI.
Or maybe struggling to use it effectively.
Exactly. And most importantly, show you how to get past those common hurdles.
And you're right, this couldn't be more crucial. I mean, AI isn't just some buzzword anymore.
No, far from it.
The numbers are staggering. We're talking a potential $15.7 trillion boost to the global economy by 2030.
Wow.
And we're already seeing huge adoption. And something like 99% of business owners are using AI significantly this year, 2025. That's across healthcare, finance, you name it.
So everyone's jumping in.
Everyone's jumping in. But here's the catch. For many, that promise of speed, scale, efficiency, it's just not quite landing. Instead, they're finding, and this is a quote I hear variations of a lot, more content, more tools, more confusion, and no real growth.
Oof. So more noise, less signal.
Precisely. And what's fascinating, maybe a bit frustrating, is the issue isn't really the AI itself. It's how it's being used, how it's being approached.
Okay.
So today we're going to peel back those layers, look at the biggest challenges, and importantly, offer some concrete, actionable solutions.
All right, let's start with one I know a lot of people hit almost straight away.
Mm.
Your AI content. It just sounds generic, a bit robotic, maybe off-brand.
Yeah.
You bring it in for emails, product pages, social media, hoping for speed, right?
Mm-hmm.
But what comes out is just bland.
Yeah.
Doesn't sound like you. And that's a problem. It chips away at credibility, trust.
And ultimately, conversions. You've hit on a really core truth there.
So why does that happen?
Well, here's the thing that's often missed. AI, by its very design, it kind of thrives on averages. It looks for common patterns. So unless you give it really explicit guidance, it will always default to sounding generic. It's not just that it can sound robotic. It's almost built to be the common denominator.
Right, unless you actively steer it.
Exactly. You have to actively re-engineer its output, which is why documenting your brand voice isn't just, you know, a nice to have. It's a critical counter strategy against that inherent generic bias.
Okay, so how do we do that? How do we actively re-engineer it? Take something built for averages and make it uniquely ours?
Great question. The first and honestly the most crucial step is documenting that brand voice and then actively training the AI to use it.
Writing it. How?
You create a concise, maybe just a one-page brand voice guide.
Okay.
Define your tone. Are you friendly? Formal. Witty. What words do you like? What words should it absolutely avoid?
Right, the do's and don'ts.
Exactly. Sentence structure, messaging points, audience sensitivities, critically important. Make it clean, visual, easy to reference. And then you embed this guide directly into your AI tools. For example, ChatGPT has features like custom instructions or setting up a new project. You load those brand voice details in as standing instruction.
So you're baking it in from the start? That makes sense. It shifts the focus from just hoping for good output to actually engineering it.
Precisely.
And speaking of engineering output, prompts. Getting good results hinges on good prompts. But prompt writing can feel like a bit of a dark art for many.
It really can.
What's the fundamental shift in thinking needed to go from those vague instructions to really unlocking what AI can do? What does that expert-level approach look like?
It's a complete mindset shift, really. Expert-level thinking understands AI isn't a mind reader. It's a powerful pattern matcher, yes, but it needs precise instructions.
So less magic, more direction.
Exactly. A poor prompt, like, say, write a blog about real estate marketing. It's just too vague.
Right, you'll get something very surface level.
Totally cookie cutter. Because it has no context beyond the obvious. But an expert-level prompt, that gives the AI context, direction, tone, purpose.
Can you give an example?
Sure. Imagine this instead. Write a 1,000-word blog post. Target audience. Real estate business owners earning, say, 7 figures annually. Focus specifically on advanced social proof strategies, testimonials, video case studies, using Google reviews effectively, things that help increase client trust and conversion rates. Use a professional yet conversational tone. Include at least 3 actionable tips and some real-world examples.
Okay, wow, that's night and day. The level of detail is huge.
It's that specificity that transforms generic output into something valuable and tailored.
That makes a ton of sense.
Yeah.
And it leads us right into another big concern, the risk factor.
Mm-hmm.
If you're rushing, maybe not reviewing that AI content properly,
mm-hmm.
you're opening the door to reputational damage, legal issues, even just brand confusion.
Absolutely. Speed can become a real liability without checks.
What are the most common risks there? Maybe the ones people don't always see coming.
Well, the insidious part is that prioritizing speed over accuracy can bite you hard.
Hmm.
The first absolutely non-negotiable solution, set up a human QA and compliance check process.
Human eyes on everything.
You simply must have a second pair of human eyes on all AI-generated content, especially anything public-facing. Think investor comms, legal disclaimers.
High-stakes stuff.
Definitely. And assign clear responsibility for this. Don't just hope someone catches it.
Right.
And beyond just error checking, you need to refine those AI outputs with human insight. AI gives you speed, yes, but the real value, the stuff that leads to more leads, stronger trust, better conversions, that comes from human understanding.
Meaning?
Your deep knowledge of the product, the real problems your customers face, your firsthand business experience. I actually worked with a client who fully automated their customer support replies.
Oh boy.
Yeah. Thought they'd cut costs. What they actually did was alienate a huge chunk of their customer base with these super generic, unhelpful responses because they skipped the human QA.
Ouch, a costly lesson.
Very. It was a painful reminder that speed needs a human brake pedal sometimes. You need to bring in real stories, customer wins, use visuals that feel authentic to your brand. That's how you build real connection.
That's a powerful example. Really makes you think, are we automating just for efficiency's sake? Or strategically.
Exactly.
Okay, so if we're putting so much weight on human insight, what about detection? Are there tools people can use to check if content might be AI generated? Or just verify things?
That's a fair question. Look, no tool is going to replace human judgment. Let's be clear on that.
Right.
But there are applications emerging that can give you a sort of preliminary check. Think of them as another layer in your QA process, not the final word.
Any examples?
Sure. You hear names like Originality.ai, CopyLeaks, maybe GPT-0. There are others like Quillbot's Detector, Scrib, Writer AI Detector, Zero GPT, Grammarly's tool, small SEO tools, Sapling. Quite a few cropping up.
It's a growing field.
A very rapidly growing field. But again, they're evolving, and human review is still paramount for genuine accuracy and, critically, brand alignment.
Got it. Tools as an aid, not a replacement. Okay, let's shift gears. A common pitfall we see everywhere, adopting too many tools and, frankly, breaking your workflow.
Oh, yeah. Tool sprawl.
Exactly. Businesses start with one or two AI tools, then marketing adds a couple, sales grabs another. Suddenly, your team's juggling half a dozen dashboards.
Chaos.
Total chaos.
Mm-hmm.
No one knows which tool to use for what. Instead of boosting productivity, you get this platform fatigue, right? Dilutes effort. It's like having 20 hammers and no idea which nail needs which one.
That analogy is perfect. And if we connect that to the bigger picture, it's not about how many tools you have. It's about the efficiency they actually deliver.
So what's the first step out of that mess?
A ruthless audit. You need to eliminate redundant or underused AI tools. Seriously, list every single AI tool your team uses. What's its purpose? Who uses it? What's the ROI? Even roughly.
Being honest about it.
Absolutely. And don't be afraid to cut what's not essential. You might have ChatGPT, Gemini, Midjourney, Copilot, maybe Originality.ai, Claude. Look at them critically. Which ones truly serve your core needs and which are just digital dust collectors?
Okay, audit first. That forces a strategic look rather than just collecting tools.
Precisely. Which leads to the second solution. Design your workflows first, then strategically plug in the tools.
Process over platform.
Exactly. Don't let the tools dictate your process. Map out your ideal workflow for, say, lead gen or product launches or customer support. Then figure out where AI can genuinely reduce friction, not create more of it.
Makes sense.
And third, assign internal tool owners and document best practices.
Oh, accountability.
Yes. Every key AI tool should have an owner, someone responsible for training, documentation, keeping an eye on its ROI, and create a shared AI playbook across departments so everyone's on the same page.
That structure seems vital.
It is. And it also helps tackle something called shadow AI.
Shadow AI sounds ominous.
It kind of is. It's when employees start using unauthorized AI tools on their own. Maybe they find something cool online and just start using it for work tasks.
Ah, I can see how that happens.
But it creates huge risks. Compliance issues, data security nightmares, a central playbook, and clear ownership helps mitigate that.
Okay, very important point. That leads to another challenge. Automating the wrong things.
Yes, common trap.
Businesses often automate what seems easiest or most obvious, maybe not what's actually most impactful. Leads to wasted effort, missed opportunities for real gains. Where should AI really be focused for maximum value?
It raises that key question. How do you find those high leverage points? The first solution here is to run a time versus impact audit.
Time versus impact. Explain that.
Get your leadership team together. Yeah. Ask, what tasks are eating up significant hours but delivering relatively low strategic value? Where are our biggest bottlenecks right now?
Okay.
List them out. Then prioritize AI automation in those high impact areas first. The places where removing friction or speeding things up will make the biggest difference.
Find the biggest pains or the biggest opportunities.
Exactly. Once you've identified those areas, the second part is to start with low risk, repeatable wins, and standardize your prompts.
Start small, build confidence.
Precisely. Begin with simple things, summarizing meeting notes, drafting initial emails, writing basic job descriptions, tasks where the stakes aren't sky high. This helps your team get comfortable with AI, understand its capabilities and limitations without major disruption.
And then scale up.
Right. Once that comfort level is there, then standardize prompts for those more important recurring tasks. Think sales outreach sequences, regular social media updates, maybe investor report summaries. For instance, in our own process for YouTube scripts, we use one core, really robust prompt for every single script.
On prompt.
Yeah. If our messaging needs to shift slightly, we just tweak that single prompt. We don't reinvent the whole script creation process each time. It saves a ton of time, keeps the team aligned, and honestly reduces a lot of stress.
That standardization is key. Okay, another big one I see companies wrestling with. The AI isn't actually fueling real growth.
Right. It feels busy, but isn't moving the needle.
Yeah, if AI is just making content faster or maybe emails look prettier, but it's not impacting revenue, pipeline, overall strategy, then it's not really contributing, is it? It feels more like a fancy, expensive toy.
You've hit it. And what's fascinating here is that AI's real power often lies beyond just faster content or prettier emails. One key solution is using AI for market strategy, not just faster execution.
Strategy. How so?
AI can dramatically slash market research time. Imagine using it to analyze your top five competitors, their messaging, their offers, their tone of voice.
Yeah.
Use it to pinpoint exactly what your target audience is searching for online. Summarize thousands of customer reviews in like seconds to find common pain points or desired features.
That's powerful.
It is. Spot content gaps in your industry. Track pricing trends or feature creep across your niche. But here's the crucial bit. Don't just copy the data AI gives you.
Right. Insight, not imitation.
Exactly. Use those insights to differentiate your business. Layer in your unique knowledge, your personal experience, your market intuition. Fill the gaps that AI reveals others have missed. That's how you stop just playing catch up and start building a smarter, stronger market position.
So leveraging AI for that deep insight, not just surface level output.
Precisely. And the second solution ties into that. Involve AI earlier in the process. Think brainstorming, planning, positioning.
Upstream thinking.
Yes. Don't wait until you're just executing. Use AI as a strategic co-pilot during idea development, or if you're considering a brand pivot or crafting your go-to-market strategy. Its value just skyrockets when it's used upstream to inform those foundational decisions rather than just downstream for delivery.
That's a fundamental shift in how to view AI's role. Okay, finally, a challenge that feels like it's accelerating daily, falling behind emerging AI trends.
The pace is relentless.
It really is. AI changes what, monthly? Weekly sometimes. Your competitors might be testing new Genie AI agents or auto-tagging their sales pipelines using multimodal search, while some businesses are still stuck on older versions of the basic tools.
Mm-hmm.
Founders who don't keep up risk serious disruption, don't they?
Absolutely. It's a real threat.
You mentioned a couple of terms there, Genie AI agents and multimodal search. Can you give us a quick, accessible definition for those maybe just catching up on the cutting edge?
Sure, happy to. So when we talk about Genie AI agents, think of them as more specialized AI programs. They can handle more complex, multi-step tasks pretty autonomously.
Okay, like a smart assistant.
Kind of, but with more agency. Instead of just, say, generating PECs, an agent might research a topic, write a draft, then self-correct based on feedback, or even take actions to achieve a broader goal you've set.
Got it. And multimodal search.
That just means search going beyond text. It lets you use different types of input together. So you might search using an image plus a voice command or maybe video combined with text. It's about breaking down the walls between data types for a more natural way to interact and find information.
Okay, that makes sense. A big leap in capability for both. So how does a business stay sharp? How do you keep up without getting totally overwhelmed by the fire hose of AI news?
It's a constant balancing act, isn't it? Staying informed is key, but you can't chase every shiny new object.
Right.
So a few practical solutions. One, assign an AI lead within your team, someone whose job includes testing and reporting back on relevant new tools, maybe monthly.
Dedicated focus.
Exactly. Two, review your entire AI stack quarterly. Cut the bloat, make sure you're getting ROI, maybe swap out tools if better options emerge.
Stay lean and effective.
Yep. And third, stay focused with your information intake. Subscribe to just one or two high-quality AI news sources or podcasts.
Quality over quantity.
Definitely. Look for respected outlets like AI News, maybe specific writers on Medium, or podcasts like This Day in AI, Me, Myself, and AI, Spotify's Daily AI News, Everyday AI. There are good ones out there. The goal isn't to know everything. It's to know what actually matters for your specific business needs.
That's practical advice. Now, beyond these top six we've dived into, are there other big picture AI challenges businesses are grappling with?
Oh, absolutely. These six are common, but there are broader issues. For instance, regulation and compliance. AI is advancing so fast, legislation just can't keep up. That creates uncertainty.
A moving target.
Exactly. Then there's the very real shortage of specialist AI talent. Finding people who can actually implement and manage these complex systems effectively, that's a major hurdle.
That talent shortage sounds like a serious bottleneck, regardless of strategy. How's that impacting businesses trying to implement the solutions we've talked about?
It creates a huge implementation gap. You can have the best vision for what AI could do for you, but without the right engineers, data scientists, even skilled prompt engineers, translating that vision into reality is tough.
Right.
It means businesses often have to lean heavily on external consultants, which costs money, or invest significantly in upskilling their existing teams, which takes time and resources. Adds another layer of complexity.
Makes sense. Any other big ones?
Well, poor data management is huge. AI models need clean, well-structured, diverse data. If your data hygiene is bad, you risk biased predictions, reduced effectiveness. Garbage in, garbage out, basically.
Still true, even with AI.
Still absolutely true. There's also managing customer expectations and skepticism. You need transparency, ethical use, clear communication about how you're using AI. And finally, the big one, crafting an AI strategy with a strong return on investment, ROI. That relies on accurate models, having the right infrastructure ready. It's not simple.
So pulling this all together then, what's the core message we want listeners to take away? It sounds like AI isn't some magic wand, is it?
Not at all. The core message is really clear. AI is not a shortcut. It won't fix fundamental business problems on its own.
Right.
It won't magically mend a broken strategy or clarify unclear messaging or fix disconnected teams.
So foundation first.
Foundation first. But if we connect this to the bigger picture, when AI is used correctly, when that foundation is solid, it acts as a powerful amplifier.
An amplifier. I like that.
Yeah. It can magnify everything you're already doing well, make your strengths even stronger. The real goal here is about regaining control. It's about leading your AI, directing it strategically, rather than just letting it lead you down a generic, unfocused path.
Lead your AI. Don't let it lead you. That really sums it up.
Fair.
So that leaves us with a final thought, maybe a question for everyone listening.
Mm-hmm.
Based on everything we've discussed today, are you just using AI to look busy? Or are you truly leveraging it strategically to build the business that actually grows? Something to really reflect on.